Hello and welcome to our quarterly podcast where we discuss activities to support consistent application of IFRS accounting standards. My name is Bruce McKenzie and I'm a member of the ISB and chair of the IFRS Interpretations Committee. Joining me today is Carsten Gansaj, a member of the committee. Now in this episode, we will cover the discussions that took place at the September 2024 committee meeting. Now at this meeting, the committee discussed three items. Firstly, they discussed two tentative agenda decisions. These cover guarantees issued on obligations of other entities and recognition of revenue from tuition fees. Secondly, they shared their views on the implementation and ongoing application of IFRS 16 and leases. And lastly, they provided input on the topic of pollutant pricing mechanisms. Now, the committee also discussed plan changes to agenda decisions due to the issuance of IFRS 18, presentation and disclosure and financial statements, and they received an update on developments on items they previously referred to the IASB. Now, as always, the meeting papers and a recording of the committee's discussions are available on our website. Now, firstly, I will briefly mention the matter involving recognition of revenue. The question involved an educational institution's recognition of revenue from tuition fees. Now, applying IFRS 15, the revenue was determined to be recognized over time. Now, the request in the submission asked whether the educational institution is required to recognize the revenue evenly over the academic year, which was 10 months, evenly over the calendar year, which was 12 months, or over a different period. Now, the committee concluded that the question does not have widespread effect and therefore tentatively decided not to add a standard setting project to the work plan. Now, our focus today will be on the tentative agenda decision relating to guarantees issued on obligations of other entities. So, Carsten, could you give us an overview of exactly what the question was?
Sure, Bruce. Hello to everyone listening. So the question the committee received was about how an entity accounts for guarantees that it issues. The request asks whether financial guarantees or whether guarantees issued are financial guarantee contracts to be accounted for in accordance with IFRS 9, financial instruments, and if not, which other IFRS accounting standards apply to these guarantees.
And what are the key takeaways from the committee's discussion?
So evidence gathered to date by the committee showed that there's widespread diversity in the accounting for guarantees issued that has or could have a material effect on those affected in several jurisdictions and industries. So we looked deeper into the question. We discussed that guarantees can arise or be issued in many ways and convey various rights and obligations to the affected parties. IFRS accounting standards do not define guarantees, and there is no single IFRS accounting standard that applies to all guarantees. The committee observed that an entity accounts for guarantees for a guarantee that it issues based on the requirements, including the scoping requirements and IFRS accounting standards, and not based on the nature of the entity's business activities. An entity applies judgment in determining which IFRS accounting standard applies to a guarantee that it issues, and in considering the specific facts and circumstances and the terms and conditions of the guarantee contract. The tentative agenda decision walks through the consideration an entity makes in determining which IFRS accounting standard applies, including considering whether a guarantee that it issues is a financial guarantee contract as defined in IFRS 9, is an insurance contract as defined in IFRS 17, the standard on insurance contracts, or is in the scope of other requirements in IFRS accounting standards, including IFRS 9. So, for example, a loan commitment, a derivative, or another financial liability, IFRS 15, revenue from contracts with customers, or IAS 37, provisions, contingent liabilities, and contingent assets.
Thanks, Carsten. So, what was the outcome of the committee's discussions?
So, the committee concluded that with regard to the scoping requirements in IFRS accounting standards, the principles and requirements in IFRS accounting standards provide an adequate basis for an entity to determine how to account for a guarantee that it issues, and therefore it decided not to add a standard setting project to the work plan. The committee also noted that the ISB is aware of diversity in practice in the interpretation of the term debt instrument in the definition of a financial guarantee contract. The ISB has decided to consider during its next agenda consultation the broader application questions related to financial guarantee contracts. The committee therefore concluded that an entity applies judgment in interpreting the meaning of the term debt instrument when determining whether a guarantee is accounted for as a financial guarantee contract.
Thanks very much, Carsten. Now, both the tentative agenda decisions discussed at the September meeting are out for comment until the 18th of November, and we look forward to receiving feedback from our stakeholders. Now, if you want to learn more about how the committee works and why companies need to consider agenda decisions when applying IFRS accounting standards, be sure to watch our explainer video that's on the ifrs.org website. Summaries of the committee's meetings can also be found there. Now, as a reminder, you can watch previous episodes of this podcast and our monthly IASB What podcasts on our website, as well as your preferred podcast channel. We hope you found this podcast informative. With that, we'll say thank you very much until next time, and thanks for listening. Take care.